Section 127 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenville Kleiser, read for LibriVox.org by Ken Crooker, on the web at kencrooker.com. Join us, please, when you have time. Just trust to the inspiration of the moment. Justify it if you can. Let me persuade you. Let me say how deeply indebted I feel for your kindness. Let me speak frankly. Let us grant, for the sake of the argument, let us take a concrete instance. Many thanks. How kind and good you are. May I ask to whom you allude? May I be privileged to hear it? May I speak freely? May I venture to ask what inference you would draw from that? Might I suggest an alternative? Most dangerous. My attitude would be one of disapproval. My confidence in you is absolute. My idea of it is quite the reverse. My information is rather scanty. My meaning is quite the contrary. My point of view is different, but I shall not insist upon it. My views are altered in many respects. No, I am speaking seriously. No, I don't understand it. Not at all. Not to my knowledge. Nothing could be more delightful. Now is it very plain to you? Now you are flippant. Obviously, the matter is settled. Of course, but that again isn't the point. Of course I am delighted. Of course, I don't want to press you against your will. Of course, you will do what you think best. Oh, certainly, if you wish it. Oh, do not form an erroneous impression. Oh, I appreciate that in you. Oh, that's mere quibbling. Oh, that's splendid of you. Oh, that was a manner of speaking. Oh, yes, I quite admit that. Oh, yes, you may take that for granted. Oh, you are very bitter. Oh, you may be as scornful as you like. On the contrary, I agree with you thoroughly. On the face of it, it sounds reasonable. One assumption you make, I should like to contest. One has no choice to endure it. One must be indulgent under the circumstances. One thing I beg of you. Pardon me, but I don't think so. Pardon me, I meant something different. Perhaps I am indiscreet. Perhaps not in the strictest sense. Perhaps you do not feel at liberty to do so. Perhaps you think me ungrateful. Personally, I confess to an objection. Please continue to be frank. Please do not think I am asking out of mere curiosity. Please forgive my thoughtlessness. Please make yourself at home. Pray don't apologize. Pray forgive me for intruding on you so unceremoniously. Pray go on. Precisely, that is just what I meant. Put in that way, it certainly sounds very well. Question me if you wish. Quibbling, I call it. Quite so. Quite the wisest thing you can do. Rather loquacious, I think. Reading between the lines, Really? I should have thought otherwise. Really? You must go? Reassure me, if you can. Reflect upon the possible consequences. Relatively speaking. Reluctantly, I admit it. Reverting to another matter. Shall we have a compact? She has an extraordinary gift of conversation. She is easily prejudiced. She seems uncommonly appreciative. She will be immensely surprised. Show me that the two cases are analogous. So far, so good. So I inferred. So much the better for me. So you observe the transformation? Something amuses you. Sometimes, the absurdity of it occurs to me. Speaking with all due respect, still, you might make an exception. Strangely, it's true. Such conduct seems to me unjustifiable. Surely, there can be no question about that. Surely, we can speak frankly. Surely, you sound too harsh a note. Surely, you would not countenance that. End of section 127. This recording is in the public domain. Recorded in May of 2007 in the beautiful Shenandoah Valley.